But when you come to Jesus Christ, you submit your life to Jesus Christ, and now your body is given to God. Why? Because my body now becomes the temple of the living God. In the Old Testament, they had a literal building, a temple. In the New Testament, no. You and I are the temple of the living God.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Many years ago, Raul chose a path of self-indulgent rebellion that nearly cost him his life. But when he turned and repented, God gave him a fresh start. For Raul's testimony of the incredible difference it makes to go all in with the Lord, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com. Or for a free DVD, call 800-634-9165. Well, as we begin a new week, we're continuing our study of the set-apart life that God has called us to as believers. Today, Raul will encourage you to assess the thoughts that fill your mind and the priorities that fill your day, and honestly consider where you stand with the Lord. As you stay tuned to Somebody Loves You Radio, you'll see that while it's easy to get bogged down in the things of the world, the more careful attention to your spiritual walk, you can live your life with an eternal, God-centered focus. Today's message is titled, The Call to Consecration. Here's Raul Reese in Romans chapter 12.
This morning, we want to look at the call to consecration. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, beginning in verses 1 and 2. I think that it's very hard today to really find people that really are living consecrated lives to God. What does the word consecrated mean? Well, it literally means to be set apart, to be holy. And one of the things that we see here is that as we live in Southern California, whether it be New York or Philadelphia or San Francisco, wherever we go or any part of the world, we know that evil is all around us. And yet as evil surrounds us daily, it seems like it's getting harder and harder for people to be fully consecrated to God because there's too many temptations. So many pastors, so many leaders have fallen in the last 5 years. It's an incredible thing. To know people that were fully committed to Jesus Christ and had a tremendous work of God, and to watch them collapse and to give in to the enemy, Satan, and to lose their wives, and to lose their children, to lose their churches, because they could not contain their flesh. And yet it doesn't only happen to leaders, it happens to people, people in the church, people that have been ensnared by the enemy. And it's sad because Paul the Apostle here is speaking to the Romans, the Christian Romans. And yet in his own time, there were a lot of people. They were living a double standard life, just like today. There are people that live double standard lives, hypocritical lives. They're not fully committed to Jesus Christ. And yet God wants from each one of us that we would offer God our minds and our eyes and ears, our hands and our feet, our whole body to be given to Him. I think that we have to protect our minds and our hearts, and we have to be walking, pleasing to God in the holiness of life that God wants to give to each one of us individually. And I'm not talking about a perfect life. There's no one here that is perfect. There's only one perfect, and that's Christ. But yet, it seems that evil is really going crazy in the world today. Every week we hear of people that are dying spiritually. Every week we hear of a marriage that is breaking apart, where the guy has committed adultery, the guy has found somebody else. And we're not talking about people that have been married 1 or 2 years. We're talking about people that have been married 15, 20, 25 years. And now they're leaving their wives, leaving their children, because they saw them, they found somebody younger than them. It's so sad that we don't take heed to the word of God. It's sad that people are not thinking of eternity, but they're thinking of temporal things today. And yet Paul pleads from his heart as he talks to the Romans, even as I plead with you this morning, when he's talking to them in chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, he says, I beseech you, or I beg you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, that you personally present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Notice that. Your rational service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do you know God's perfect will for your life? You should know it. Paul is making the proclamation. In all of Paul's letters, Paul concluded that the list of practical duties that were all based on the doctrines of the Bible were to be discussed. That all the way through the Bible, God said, consecrate your lives to me. Consecration of my life. In the Christian life, doctrine and duty always go together. What we believe helps to determine how we will behave. If you have wrong doctrine, wrong thinking, you will live wrong. You will have problems. If you don't believe the Bible, you don't believe the Word of God, you don't believe in eternity, you will be one lost soul. Because your ethics will be wrong. The Bible gives us good doctrine. The Bible warns us of things to come. The Bible tells us how we should live today and tomorrow and the next day and what's in store for us in the future. If we believe, then we can live according to the will of God. That's what Paul is determined here. We must translate our learning into living and show by our daily lives that we truly trust the word of God and that we want to obey God's word. We want to obey God's word. As a matter of fact, when we talk about consecration, what is it? It means to be set apart or to be holy. God has set every one of us apart. That is, those who have repented and have come to knowledge of Jesus Christ and have been born again of the Holy Spirit. God has a plan for your lives. But you have to align yourself with God's plan. You have to align yourself with God's plan. Here, Paul the Apostle is going to speak on three things concerning Christian consecration. There are three steps. Number one, it is a consecration of our bodies to God. Chapter 12, verse 1. I beg you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now, in the Old Testament, when a person would sin and would want to commit and consecrate his life to God, he would have to take a lamb or a turtle dove or a pigeon. And you would go down to the temple and the priest would meet you there. He would look at your pigeon or whatever it would be, a lamb. And then he would take it and he would wash himself. Then he would take the lamb and he cut the throat and he would lay it over a basin and the blood would actually be draining into this basin. And the lamb would be bled. Then the priest would take that blood and then sprinkle it in consecration of your confession of your sins to God, and you would be consecrated to God. Now the priest would consecrate himself to God. And the way he would do that is he would take a big jar of oil or blood, and he would take it upon his right thumb and he would dip his thumb into the blood or oil. And he put it on his right ear, on his right toe, and his right hand. And as he stood before the people and before all of the other priests, he was making a proclamation, I am consecrating my life to God. I consecrate my feet to walk in the ways of God. I consecrate my ears to hear the voice of God. I consecrate my hands to do the work of God. And that priest literally would be the example to the people as he stood for God, for the people. Now remember that in the Old Testament, the sacrifices were dead sacrifices. Here in the New Testament, Paul is making a proclamation and he's saying that every sacrifice now in the New Testament is not a dead sacrifice, but a living sacrifice. Notice what he said. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Your body is not your own. I'm sorry to say that to you. Your body doesn't belong to you. Now, a person that is not a child of God, he's not a believer. Yes, he lives for himself. He lives for pleasure. And he's on his way to destruction and eternity in hell. But when you come to Jesus Christ, you submit your life to Jesus Christ. And now your body is given to God. Why? Because my body now becomes the temple of the living God. In the Old Testament, they had a literal building, a temple. In the New Testament, no. You and I are the temple of the living God. It's a real temple where there is life. And so Paul writes to the Corinthian church and he says this to them in 1 Corinthians 3:16, 17, and then in 6:19 and 20. He says, don't you know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? He is saying that when you come to Christ, my body now doesn't belong to me, but now the body that I have belongs to God, and he literally takes his Holy Spirit and he indwells his Holy Spirit in my body. That's what gives me life. I am walking around as a temple of God. That's the word that he uses here. You are the temple of God. You are the holiest of holies where God lives. Your temple, my temple. Paul the Apostle says also, don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own anymore? For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. What was the price? The price was the blood of Jesus Christ, his death for your body. You have no rights anymore. I have no rights anymore. Paul the Apostle says that if you take the temple of God and you commit fornication or you commit adultery, what you're doing is you're becoming one with that woman or man. And what does he say? You become one with a whore, with a prostitute. You're prostituting the temple of God. Interesting. That's why we have to be so careful that we understand that this temple is the holiest of holies. It belongs to God. It is no longer I that live it, but it's Christ that lives in me and through me. Paul also reminds us that the Spirit of God dwells in us, in my heart, in my life. I've been empowered by the Holy Spirit. In Romans 8, 9, Paul said, but you are not in the flesh anymore, but in the spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God is dwelling in you, now if anyone doesn't have the Spirit of Christ, then he is none of his. Notice, he makes a distinction between the non-believer and the believer. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not a Christian. If you have the Holy Spirit, you are a Christian. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Paul the Apostle speaking to the Philippians He says that we have also the privilege of glorifying Christ in our body and magnify Jesus Christ in our bodies. In Philippians 1:20-21, Paul said, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether in life or death, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is to gain. You see? Whether I live here or I go, this body belongs to Jesus Christ. I have to bring glory and honor with this body to the Lord. We know that Jesus had to take a body in order to accomplish God's will on earth. And yet he submitted his body to the Father's will. How much more shall you and I commit this body to the will of God to accomplish his purposes in my life? Romans 6:13 says, and do not present your bodies as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present your bodies to God as being alive from the dead, and your members or your bodies as instruments of righteousness to God. You see? Instruments of righteousness to God. Jesus Christ also was a living sacrifice. He was our high priest. In the book of Hebrews 4:14, it says, seeing then that we have a high priest who passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with each of our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted, even as we are, yet he never sinned. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain the same mercy and find the same grace in time of need when we need it. You see, God wants to help us. Whenever we need God's help, he is there with his grace and his mercy to help every one of us. Secondly, verse 2, the consecration of my mind, God desires that I would consecrate my thoughts to God and do not be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. The world wants to control our minds. We know that with commercials, through music, movies, magazines, you see. The world is out to brainwash you. The world is out to destroy your minds. Believe it or not. And it's so important that we understand that the world wants to control our minds, but God wants to transform your mind. He wants to transform your mind. How do you do that? Right here. The Word of God. That's the best thing for the mind. The Word of God. It's like taking a shower every day, 3 times a day or 4 times a day. When you read the Word of God washes your thoughts, washes your heart. If you're not reading, you're not praying, you're not really fellowshipping, then your mind is going to be polluted. But, you know, whatever you watch, that's what you become like. I can go back and think of my own mind, the images that are in my mind when I was 4 and 5 years old. I can still remember those images in my mind. 6, 7 years old. 12, 14, 15 years old. I have images of Vietnam in my mind. They will never leave me. Live pictures every day. But it's so cool because when I come to the Word of God and I ask God to cleanse me and wash me, he does that as I get into the Word, as I put on a tape and listen to the Word of God, as I put on praise music, it feeds my spirit, it feeds my soul, and it makes me forget of those things that are past, living in the present, looking to the future. Paul the Apostle, speaking to the Ephesians, he says, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the heathens walk, in the emptiness of your minds, having their understanding darkened, being separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their minds and their hearts, who being past feelings have given themselves over to what? To lewdness, to work of uncleanness, to greediness. But you have not so learned Jesus Christ. If indeed you have been born again or heard Jesus Christ and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus Christ, then put off concerning the former manner of life, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful desires of the flesh. And be, here it is, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you may put on the new man who was created according to God in true righteousness and true holiness. You see, we can do that through the word of God. Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 11, Paul says, if you then have been raised up with Jesus Christ, then seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things of this world. He says, for you have died, and your life now is hidden with Jesus Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your bodies, your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked, notice, when you lived in them. But now, you yourselves are to put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie one to another, since you have put off the old man and his deeds, and now have put on the new man who is, here it is again, who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of Jesus Christ, who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor circumcision, nor barbarian nor Scythian, nor slave nor free, but Christ is all in all. The word to transform is the same word transfigure, which means metamorphosis. The same thing when Jesus in Matthew 17 went up to Mount Transfiguration and he transfigured himself in front of the disciples. It describes a change from within, not from outside. The word wants to change your mind, so it exerts pressure from without. But the Holy Spirit changes your mind, how? By releasing power from within. As you submit, as you read, as you pray, as you meditate in those things which are good, those things of God from above. But the more you read People magazine, the more you look at HBO and you look and go see movies that are rated R, and you hear cussing and you watch murder and you see all filthiness, let me tell you something, your mind will become polluted and you'll be just like the heathens.
We pray today's message has inspired you to make choices with your life that set you apart from the world and bring glory to the Lord as you walk with Him in humble obedience. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you'd like to review today's lesson, we'll be glad to send you an unedited copy for a donation of $5 or more. Our phone number is 800-634-9165. When you make your request, simply ask for Raul's teaching titled The Call to Consecration. Now, to further spur you on in following a path of true devotion, we'd like to tell you about Raul's 5-message audio pack simply titled The Call. It's a series that will show you more of what it looks like to fully commit your future to God, trusting that He'll work in and through you to accomplish His perfect will. You'll also see that as you listen for the Lord's voice, He'll lead you into spiritual abundance and eternal purpose. Act now to order Raul's 5-message collection titled The Call. To place your order, visit us online at somebodylovesyou.com or call 800-634-9165, and we'll send you this series for a gift of $20 or more. That's 800-634-9165. If you'd like to order this resource by writing us, our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Now, you can also experience more of God's Word with our many free Somebody Loves You resources. Download our app to your iPhone or Android and gain instant access to digital Bible studies as well as an easy-to-follow scripture reading plan. You'll also want to join Raul on his YouTube channel every Tuesday at 10 a.m. West Coast time for Straight Talk, a Q&A program that provides Bible-based guidance for a more God-honoring life. Don't forget, we're here for you, and we're committed to equipping you with the Bible's life-giving truth. Please let us know how we can best support you in strengthening your relationship with the Lord. And when you contact us, let us know how we can pray for you. This ministry is funded solely through the partnership of listeners like you. Your generosity helps keep us on the air, and every contribution you make is tax-deductible. Be sure and join us next time for more from this series. You'll see that God doesn't want you to silently enjoy His gift of salvation. He wants you to boldly speak out about the good news of Christ and the hope of heaven.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.